Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Opening night. John is up in the Bay. John's getting ready. John, are you there?
What's going on, boys?
There he is. There he is. You fired up for tonight?
Yeah, why not?
I mean,
LeBron and AD are both healthy. That's all you ask for if you're a Laker fan. Let's see if we can knock them out.
How far? What? Slee and I were talking about this a minute ago. They win tonight. Okay, yeah. Let's say they win tonight, you're feeling pretty good. Let's say they win. What's today?
Thursday.
They win on Thursday. Are we getting the parade ready at that point?
I've got a lawn chair on figure.
If they win tonight and they win Thursday, I'm getting fitted for a ring on Friday at 10 a.m.
I mean, is it that far-fetched? Is it that? I mean, I know those could be the two best teams in the league. That's what I'm saying. Why not? Lean into it, Slee.
I don't know. I haven't listened to the Lakers Slee Daily.
It's Lakers Daily.
Lakers Slee Daily. Lakers Slee Daily.
Well, you changed it again.
You didn't.
Oh, Lakers Daily.
They didn't do much in pre. You didn't miss much in preseason. They didn't. A lot of these guys just weren't playing.
Did you do your Lakers?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Party.
Yeah. Not
party?
Today. I haven't done
do
today.
Do you
yet.
Dance on it?
Yeah.
Not at all.
That's what we used to call it when Bergman did a show and then the Kamenetsky's. It's the dance party.
You know, whose song is this? Is this yours now or is it Morales's?
This yeah.
I think you should usurp it for the Lakers Daily. I think it should be just
it's the open and the close. Genuine plays in the open and the close.
John, give me
aren't you the guy who does the Lakers dance party hoedown on your phone?
Ethan Kamenetsky.
I love it. What's the best case scenario, John? What obviously LeBron, AD play well, they're healthy. What else needs to happen?
Well, they need to play defense. I mean, you can say that about the whole season. They can't be guys just a good defensive team. They have to be an elite defensive team. They got to go back to what they were in 2020 when they were a top three defensive team. And the whole key to that is Anthony Davis. If they're going to play him at center and he's going to stand in front of the rim and guard anybody that comes in there, I think they could have a really big year. If AD misses 40 games, then we're in trouble. But I think as long as he's there, the defense has a chance to be great.
Yeah, I mean, I ditto what John said. I mean, Darvin Ham has been preaching about defense since the moment he took the job. And really, I think that makes or breaks – well, health makes or breaks the season. Defense makes or breaks the season, too. I mean, under Frank Vogel, until last year, they were a top three defense. Last year, it sort of drifted away from – but it's a whole new cap. It's a bunch of new players. Some of them are really good defensively. Some of them in the past have not necessarily historically been good. But I think Darvin Ham's objective is
I think what will be interesting is that if he doesn't get the effort, the buy-in, right?
And however, he doesn't seem like a guy that is putting up with that.
I agree. Yeah. But that is also, you know, okay, we're two games in, 5-10, 15, and you get a little bit of something that isn't quite what you – are you really going to start yanking guys? Are you really going to start changing
December
your rotations
16th,
based on that?
Playing the Pistons in Detroit.
Easy
right.
to say, but a little harder to do. A little harder to really kind of swing the hammer, like that, to go in there and say, okay, Russ, you did not get back. We're going to sit down. I mean, I'm not saying he won't. I'm saying it in theory, everybody loves it. Everybody, yep, let's do that. But then in the moment, it's like, give him one more. I'll give him one more. It just it could change pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's always.
If your last name isn't James or Davis, you should be yanked out of the game if you don't play defense. LeBron and AD can get away with, you know, missing a possession or two because they're who they are. But anybody else that wants to play with those guys has got to play elite defense or they should get yanked.
Ireland, did your voice recover from Mad Dog Russo, Mad Dog Ireland?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was a combination of that and Vegas and everything else, and it kind of it was touch and go last couple of games. Feels
that
better today.
That whole
yep. It all contributed.
Yeah, we haven't got invited back yet, which is really weird. I thought at this point they were sending us. I thought they were going to send us a car from L.A.
Rhino down the street.
They're rivals. They're rivals.
Send them your bank statement. Show them that you got another $600 or at least the $302 that you gave them,
sure.
The one that I chipped in along the way. They'll soak you for your last $300. They could do that
for you. Do you know why Travis was angry at Morales?
Yes, because he called. Did he call for Dave Roberts to be fired?
Well, sort of. He called for someone. He just wants a head on a stick. He just wants someone to pay the price.
Groundskeeper, goodbye.
But this is kind of my argument, Mace. Right? Yeah. This idea of just you want to fire somebody. Why don't we try to figure out what went wrong? Mm-hmm. Who's responsible for what went wrong, and try to adjust that? Because I don't think that Dave Roberts had – I think he has next to zero culpability in what went wrong in that series.
Do you think they change anything?
I think they change a bunch of players.
That makes a lot more sense to me than changing the manager.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if JT comes back. I don't think Trey –
player option. I think he's gone.
Cody Bellinger's coming back.
Nor should he.
I think –
what about Kershaw?
Kershaw,
he'll be back.
Will come back at $1 year, $15 million, or whatever it is.
If he were going to leave, I feel like it would have happened by
last
now.
Year,
right?
Let's look at Corey Seager and say that poor guy down in Texas.
Corey Seager had a great year, and no one cares.
Nobody cares,
right?
Exactly.
Right.
So, do you really want to disappear into the hills of Texas? Are there hills there?
Hills, no the mountains. They have hill, they have what's called hill country, Mace.
Hill country.
Yeah, you drive through hill country. Don't blink, you'll miss it, and it's flat all over again. I do not subscribe to the change it for change's sake unless it's just not good enough. They're plenty good enough. They have the right players.
Yep.
They have the right farm system. They spend all the money.
But you have
They're
to change
really,
something.
Really
something
smart.
Something should change.
Yes, but I need to know what the something you're planning on changing is.
I think the answer is players.
But not many of them. You're talking about nibbling around the peripheral, right?
I think Tyler Anderson's gone. I think Andrew Heaney's gone.
Those guys aren't.
They're going to go big game hunting. I think they're going to go.
Wait, Bogarts or Diaz and things like that?
Bogarts. Edwin Diaz, the closer. I mean,
hey, man, do not count out Judge.
I know.
I said that a couple of weeks ago. I think that's a.
But this is the only issue. It's like were the players. I know players didn't come through. Players did not come through. Mookie didn't come through.
No.
Right there's some big names that didn't come through.
Muncy, Will Smith.
But did they lose because of lack of talent?
They lost because of
lack of
timely
performance. Yeah. They lost because of poor performance. Not everybody. Freddie was good. Trey was good. The pitching was actually pretty
darn good.
Good.
Really so?
It was
the
good.
Pitching wasn't bad at all. Their offensive performance was terrible.
Yeah, we're going
to
carry
some. I was just going to say, that's coming up right now.
Andrew Friedman is talking to the media right now, and a little bit later on we'll run back some of that stuff and see what Andrew said. What is Morales doing?
He just wants the world to burn.
Like
he just wants somebody to get sacked. Just wants somebody to be told, you don't work here anymore.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just looking for the bullet to come flying in the room.
LA. I mean, this is a community trust, man. The Los Angeles Dodgers, that's one of the teams that makes the city go.
It is hard. It is really, really hard to sit here and try to find a reason to do it again. Not to be a fan, but I'm just saying, because there isn't the obvious problem. There isn't this
when you've
thing.
Had so much success in the regular season, yet the playoffs don't replicate what the regular season has been. It is tough to point and say, well, it's that. It's obviously that.
You have their closer was – that's not why they lost this series. They didn't lose because they didn't have the right shortstop or the right center. There is no easy fix. You just to just start whacking people makes no sense to me.
It would be – the only thing they can't do is just not adjust. Like we were talking about this – Friedman, Mace, you have to adjust a little bit. You have a sample of 8-9 years where you can do things in the regular season, but it does kind of change in the postseason. I don't think Dave Roberts is making decisions as a manager in a key situation. They're already predetermined. Is that good?
Well, he's in on the decision. Ireland will say he has nothing to do
with it. I'm with John. I'm with
John. It's a collaborative.
Even if it's collaborative. Even if it's collaborative.
What if there's a difference of opinion? Who wins?
I think they talk it through. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, please.
By the way, nobody knows what happens in that. You guys can act like you know what's happening in that room. You don't know what's happening in that room.
I
let you been in that room.
But I know what the decision that comes out of the room is every time, and it's always devoted to the math. And Dave Roberts has been around a million years. He's seen a million games. He's not unaware of the situations. If there was occasionally where we went the other way, then I think that your question is a better one. Because, John, for me...
As in the math wins over...
This is
anything.
I don't doubt that Dave might push back on occasion, but if it's no, Tyler Anderson comes out at the end of the fifth inning, no matter what. Or at 80 pitches, we're done. Whatever the metric may be. Yeah. Whatever the number may be. I don't think there's one of those, you know what, I'm just going to do it anyway. I don't think that there's any of that. I think there are.
By the way, I think, like Joe Madden said.
Did you read that Verducci thing? Yeah, that was good.
I got a hunch. Yeah. You're fired.
Right. And that's ultimately what brought the whole thing to a head.
I mean, the Atlanta Braves, one of the most analytically driven organizations in Major League Baseball, they threw more innings with their relievers last year than they did with their starters. That was the Dodger recipe, and it worked because they performed.
John, you think he has nothing to do with the decision-making?
I don't know if I'd say nothing. I think that you look at it, the way that works, though, and there's a clear chain of command, and Andrew Friedman's the one calling the shots. I don't think that Dave Roberts fills out the lineup card, for example.
I agree.
Do you think he makes pitching changes?
You don't even think he has input.
He probably writes it down.
Friedman probably sends him a text and he fills it out on.
He grabs it off the copier.
It's his handwriting.
Yeah.
By the way, if that's the case. I never thought of it to that extent where he has that little to do with.
They're all doing it.
No, but they're not. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
I think there's degrees to it.
He is.
What do you think he asked for?
But here's the difference. Can I give you the difference? I'm going to give you a perfect example.
Not blindly following orders from the front
Mace, perfect example, Padres and the Dodgers. Yeah. Bob Melvin brought his starting pitching went longer. He took him out after a hit.
Keep you Darvish in and put two runners
but
up.
That's but
go, bring you Darvish out for the sixth. Bring him out for the seventh. We win that game.
Okay, how about let's use the other one where with Musgrove he kept him in, got him through the sixth. He struck out whoever it was with a couple guys on. He went six. That's not by a script. So that at least tells you that.
How do you know that's not by a script?
Because the numbers, the traditional.
I want to know what Joe, for example, what's Joe Musgrove third time through the lineup? Maybe he's better than, for example, Tyler Anderson is, or certainly what Rich Hill was.
I hear what you're saying, but I think what Al's getting at, and I agree with, is there are not just this is what we do every time. That there are exceptions to the rule, that there are, Joe Musgrove typically goes, whatever, six innings or third time through, that, you know what? Roll it again. And not that you don't do the Grady Little thing where you leave Pedro Martinez out there to get his head kicked in, but let's take a look. Let's see. Juan Soto in that inning. And
Darvish had a different scenario than Musgrove, which would then tell you then it's not just one page fits all, right? When he took out Darvish was different when he took out Musgrove. When he took out Tyler Anderson was the same the way he took out Kershaw and he took out Julio. See what I'm saying? That they just went the five. They just hit this many pitches, went through five, third time in the batting order, that guy was out. Yeah. Felt like Melvin did a little different.
Other places. It didn't work here. I would argue it has never worked here. Absolutely nothing to do with the pitching.
I don't think it does either.
That part
you're right.
I agree.
Yeah, you can pick away at sixth inning and Tommy Kainley and Yency Almonte. You can pick away at that, but in the end,
they didn't hit in clutch situations.
They left at one point 18 consecutive runners in scoring position.
I got a question for you guys. So there's a piece in the LA Times about what level of friend you are for other people.
Okay.
And number one, this is like the threshold of best friend in your world, is somebody who will pick you up at LAX on a Sunday, no questions asked. Excluding family members, is there anybody that you would do that for? Somebody said, hey, I'm coming in Sunday at LAX. Would you mind swinging by and picking me up? Is there anybody you do that for? Because outside of immediate family, you're on your own. Get an Uber.
I would not. And what's more, I would not ask.
No.
I think it's actually impolite to ask, can you pick me up at the airport?
I wouldn't ask either.
John?
I don't want to give somebody that headache. Let me just take a freaking Uber. Nobody's got to come down to LAX.
Yeah, the bad friend would be to ask.
Yeah, that is like a bad friend.
But here's the rub. Emily is got this weird thing where she likes to pick people up at
the airport.
Emily, you should post your number on Twitter, and you could just go pick people up at the airport.
You know how much money you're going to have in the bank by just using that, by just adding that to your resume?
It's like the Uber adds the taxes and stuff. I would do Uber, but under the table, you know?
Under the table Uber. It's a brand new company founded by Emily
Heibel. There's an Uber black market.
Yeah.
But specifically, she won't take you to dinner. She just wants to get you at the airport.
Yeah, I like to greet people into whatever city I happen to live in.
Sign.
No, I don't have a sign, but I like to, you know, I like to hear about their trip. I like to hear about their plane ride. Oh no, Chris is bringing something in.
Chris, you should try to make a little more noise when you come through.
Morales has brought in a sign that says gutless.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's apparently, but
that certainly doesn't describe Morales.
No, gutless is the decision to just react and just cap someone because you don't have a better idea.
Gutless.
That's gutless. Gutless is I'm just
going to
come
idea.
In here and just start firing people. I don't know what the problem is. You're out, you're out, you're out, and you're out. That is the complete opposite
the
of leadership.
The players.
Exactly.
The players this, the ones that didn't perform.
Gutless. Gutless. What are you going to do? I don't know. I'm going to fire somebody. That's gutless.
Thanks for playing.
You know what?
Trace Thompson, really nice, but shouldn't be an everyday outfielder.
He was not good.
No, he was not good.
He was not good.
You're going to be driving home angry. And then when the dust settles, you're going to say, I freaking walked right into it.
Oh, no, I know what's going on.
He had you nine times
today.
I'm not
unaware. I yes, because it's stupid bait.
Yeah.
It's stupid bait
see,
that I'm not.
I like to chum the water.
I don't.
Let's see if we can get the shark to pop out of the water.
I don't like just the. I hate the fire the coach thing. I hate it. That, especially when there's no good reason to do it. If there's a reason, great, move them on.
That's
but if
FOMO.
You're just thinking, why? Well, just because we got to do it. We got to do it. That's gutless. I'm done. There, Al.
I'm done.
Enjoy your game. Al's going to do a little sneaky pod reaction tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting in tomorrow.
Watch another pitch.
No?
Nope.
I will.
I will not.
I will.
Yeah, you definitely will.
I'm not going to root for anybody necessarily. I'm going to root against the Astros. My sports fan energy.
You can jump on that boat.
Eliminating the Astros.
Eliminating the Astros?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been on that boat for a long time.
Yeah, it's a big boat. It's a big boat that carries everybody that's not in the city of Houston. Mason in Ireland coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
1:15 p.m. in the Southland.
Oh,
he
God.
Did it again, Mace. Did you see Travis went after
Travis
me again?
Travis went after Morales again
in
as
my
he
face.
Was leaving the studio.
And all I said was, good show, you're gutless. And then he started screaming again.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It is Mason in Ireland, a live imagery Tuesday. Hi, John.
Chris, how are you?
I'm amazing. You?
Excellent.
Good. I actually feel the need to talk some sports today.
Oh,
this
what?
Is like a banner
what?
Day.
What?
I've got some sports takes, and I'm going to bring the heat.
Nice.
But first, we're going to start the show, yo. Mason in Ireland, your Tuesday afternoon right now.
What have you done
people?
To Morales
I don't know.
That makes him want to talk sports?
I want to talk sports.
These gutless Dodger fans
These gutless
that are coming after me.
Now you're going after the fans.
Because they're No, the Mason
the
and Ireland mafia,
gutless.
They're coming after me.
Yeah,
I'm going to defend
why,
myself.
Why, Chris? What'd you do?
Because yesterday I might have gone pretty hard at Dave Roberts.
Went really hard at Dave Roberts. Actually went, John, get this. So here it is. It's the Monday after the Dodgers are eliminated
There's
from the playoffs.
There's always got to be a morning after, as someone once said.
And Morales immediately comes back with the final play of the game, the description of the Padres beating the Dodgers. And I'm
but
like,
that was only in the Travis and Sliwa Open.
Do not understand. We are here to help, to assuage, I think. That's a word. We
Which
are here
way?
To comfort.
You made that up.
No, I think assuage is a word. Look that up. I think assuage is a word.
But that was only in the Travis and Sliwa Open. That wasn't in the Mason and Ireland Open. The Travis and Sliwa had it because my point was Sliwa's a Padres fan. He's half the show.
He's a soft Padres fan. Hey,
assuage.
Boy, they're going so easy on
Make an unpleasant feeling less intense.
Make an unpleasant feeling less intense.
Wow.
We are here
wow, that
to
was quite
assuage.
A pull. There's, how,
by the way, Chris, the person that said there's got to be a morning after, was that not Maureen McGovern?
It was, and we will play it at 1:15 or 1:30.
Yes.
That's a good job, John.
Okay. That was from Poseidon Adventure. It was actually the love theme from Poseidon Adventure, if you want a little more Maureen
love
McGovern
theme.
Trivia.
Didn't everyone die?
Yeah, I know. But yeah, Shelley Winters, she ran out of breath. But no, there was a love theme. I think there was a love
theme. Well, I'll be back with more later and that song.
Good.
But, you know,
thank God.
It's Lakers opening night. So yes. John Ireland, the voice of the Lakers,
opening
is here.
Opening night.
I actually sang that during the Lookie promo that ran. I could not sing it as well as you, but John, it is opening night.
It is opening night, and it's ring night, and it's good if you're the opponent on ring night, because sometimes the other team forgets there's a game and just relishes in the ring ceremony.
Right, right.
So that's what I'm hoping happens tonight, that the Warriors are all, you know, touchy-feely, happy, celebrating, and then the Lakers swoop in and steal this game.
So Lakers-Warriors, ring night, Chase Center. Warriors are 6-point favorites.
Jorge, are you serious about your bet?
What bet? I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, he's with.
Oh, you're going
his
away
bet.
From it now?
What are you guys talking about?
Soft. Soft,
what are you guys talking about?
That's so soft.
I don't know what
you're
going to bet.
I heard what
you're going to
bet. Now you're backing down.
And
soft.
Now Bergman's backing you up on something.
Oh, I am. Yeah, because no.
Ireland, back me up on this. Soft.
Well, what I don't bet? Know. What did he say you were going to bet?
Nothing. I don't know what they're talking about.
He said he wanted to bet $20,000 on the Warriors tonight.
No, I never said that.
Jorge, we didn't make this up.
Yeah, did you say it on the air?
Yeah, no, he said it off the air. And this, he said, I'm going to make a bet today. Warriors.
I'm rolling on Andrew Friedman. I never said that.
Mace, as you often say, if it didn't happen on the air, didn't happen.
Exactly. All right. So, Dennis Schroeder is out, right, John? He's got a thumb surgery. He's going to be gone for a while.
Dennis Schroeder out, Troy Brown out, Thomas Bryant out, Russell Westbrook probable.
In that case, then, yeah, give me 20K.
Let's do it. Oh, there it is. 20K on the Warriors minus -6.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, way to be a hometown guy.
This is another Bay Area team that he's rooting for now, by the way.
Hey, at least we
went
up
two
there.
Two of the three.
Did you hear that?
At least they went up there. How'd you do in the NFC Championship game last year when it counted?
Yeah. What about the big playoff game to get to the Super Bowl?
Oh, Twitter, just make the jersey with my face on it. Come on.
Yeah. No, they're going to. They're going to. John, win-loss projections for the Lakers this year?
82-0.
Okay. Here is what ESPN says. Their forecast, 42-40.
Well, I actually kind of like that.
I would accept
that. Three games under what Vegas has their over-under at. Their over-under in Vegas is at 45. So you would bet the under if you had to bet that.
No, I'm saying I would be happy with 40. I'm rooting for the over, but yeah, I would bet the under. 538, by the way, and Nate Silver is like Mr., you know, all that stuff. 538's got them going 32-50. Why does Nate Silver hate the Lakers?
Well, I think he's basing it. He just deals strictly with numbers, right? Mm-hmm. So I think he's dealing with last year's metrics.
He's Andrew Friedman of the NBA.
He is. I don't know this week if that's a good thing to point out.
It's
but
definitely not.
Yeah, that's what he's basing that on.
Friedman is talking right now. We'll bring you some of that coming up. He's talking and sort of winding down the season. Ireland, you've not had a chance to say anything about the Dodgers. What was your take on the disaster that was Saturday night in this series?
I think, I didn't hear what you said yesterday, but my guess is that
I cried
a
lot.
Yeah, that you were despondent.
Yep.
I think you can point fingers at Dave Roberts. You can say that there were questionable pitching decisions. All those things are true. I actually think, much like the Rams, you can just simply boil the Rams down to look at the offensive line. I think you can boil the Dodgers' failure down to look at the lack of timely hitting. That's it. They just didn't hit with runners on base. And I wonder, you know, during the season, they're very regimented. They're an analytics team. They look at the numbers. They make decisions based on that. In the playoffs, isn't it more – doesn't feel have a little more to do with it in the playoffs? Like maybe in the playoffs you would bunt when you wouldn't bunt during the regular season. Maybe in the playoffs you'd play for one run. Maybe in the playoffs you leave Tyler Anderson in to pitch one more inning, even though the analytics are telling you to go the other way. I just don't think the Dodgers make that adjustment. I think they continue in the postseason the way they play the regular season because it's always worked for them, and I think it burns them in playoff series. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I look, I don't think they needed to play small ball in this series because there was somebody at third base virtually the entire time, and they couldn't get him home. So I don't know that small ball was the thing. Never tried.
You know, they never tried to squeeze.
A safety
they never
squeeze,
tried.
Anything yeah. like that. Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. I don't know how much of that. I think I remember a safety squeeze with the Padres at one point in that series. Did they have a safety squeeze?
They were going to try it, but it didn't go through. Yeah, they attempted
squeeze.
It, but
it
didn't
work.
No.
So they gave it a shot, but there, you know, there's not a lot of small ball in the postseason on the part of anybody. But people want it's a little bit like Morales. People want somebody's head on a spike.
Yep.
There are pitchforks and torches, and they're storming the castle, and they want somebody's head. You know.
All right, well, this might surprise you.
Okay.
I've always thought that blaming Dave Roberts was misplaced anger.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if you look at Dave Roberts' resume as a whole, he's won, 8 out of 9 division titles.
Yes.
He's just got a really, really good resume.
Fourth best winning percentage of any manager in the history of Major League Baseball.
Right. But I'm up here in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And people may remember that when Mark Jackson kind of put the Warriors back in the playoffs. He built the team around Stephen Clay. They made the playoffs for the first time in a lot of years. You can tell they were a team on the rise. Joe Lacob fired Mark anyway.
Right.
Because he thought Mark has hit his ceiling. Yes, we're a playoff team, but this is as far as he's going to go. And he went out and hired Steve Kerr.
Right.
Very first year, Steve Kerr wins the title. And they've won 4 titles in 7 years. If Andrew Friedman came out today, I know he didn't say this, and we'll play you some of what Friedman said
yes.
coming up. But if he came out and said, I think Dave has taken us as far as we can go with him, and it's been a great run, and he made a change, I would understand it. I'm not Morales. I'm not saying I want Dave Roberts' head on a spike. If it was me making the decision, I would keep Dave. But I no longer think, Mace, that it's a ridiculous suggestion if you were going to go out and say, let's try Joe Maddon.
Oh, my God. Joe Maddon wouldn't. I mean, that's such a bad match. Joe Maddon fired for completely ignoring Perry Minasian in the analytics
right,
with the Angels. Why would Andrew Friedman want him?
Google Andrew Friedman, Joe Maddon.
Oh, I know they were together. But
no, Google what they say about each other now. Like, right now. Like, this year. They know how to work together.
I think that's the worst. I mean, if you read the Tom Verducci piece about Maddon, he basically came out and said he is so tired of analytics. He wants the power restored to managers. I mean, that's the most recent thing I've seen from Joe Maddon. There was a big Verducci piece about it, about what exactly went down between him and Perry Minasian. And it was the fact that Joe Maddon wanted to go with his gut sometimes.
Right. Well, I don't want to make this specifically about Maddon. What I'm saying is, and I'm curious if you agree, if they replaced Dave, mm-hmm. if they said, we're just going to go with somebody else because, you know, you can't fire the whole roster, even though I agree with you, I think there's going to be major roster changes.
Yeah.
By the way, Giancarlo Stanton, 3-run homer in the game 5 to put the Yankees up 3-0 in the first.
Okay.
If they came out today and said, we're changing Dave Roberts because we think he's taken us as far as he can go, I would be actually okay with that. Would you?
If they made a change, if that was the right move. Like, for example, Dave Roberts shouldn't be fired.
I agree.
Maybe they bump Dave Roberts up into the front office and hire another man. I suppose that scenario...
That's what they did with Ned Coletti.
...exists, yeah. I mean, I would be shocked, and I wouldn't agree with it. I'm not a fan of that idea. I mean, John, this thing came down to players, man. It came down to players.
Bergman, how do you feel about that? If they came out today and said, we're replacing the manager, would you call it a mistake?
I mean, pretty much, because you're just going to bring in nobody else that's going to make any kind of difference. It's just like, you know, the Padres.
How do you know?
You got somebody who's got to build relationships, all that stuff.
Warriors brought Steve Kerr in, everybody's right, but everybody said, Steve Kerr, he's never been a coach at any level.
Neither had
Dave Roberts. Right, but I'm just saying, you never know sometimes until you try. Sean McVay had never been a head coach until the Rams hired him.
I mean, we kind of understand now that what's going on with Dave Roberts and Andrew Friedman. Even Andrew Friedman can say that Dave Roberts makes all the decisions all he wants. The fact of the matter is that Andrew Friedman at some point in time said to him, smile, get along with the guys, just kind of be there to pump them up when they need to be pumped up, and you're going to be the most successful manager in history, and you're going to win games all the time. That's what it is right now.
So you're saying Dave Roberts has no input?
I don't think he has no input. I think there are discussions, but at the end of the day, Andrew Friedman at any point in time can call down to the dugout and say, make this change, and he makes the change.
Well, right, but that's baseball. just in Los Angeles. That's baseball.
That's baseball
everywhere
in general,
now.
Right?
Baseball.
What is that guy changing? Is my point.
They fired that guy in St. Louis just because he refused to do that.
Baseball.
So then, what's the difference if Dave Roberts is there or not? It's not about Dave Roberts. It's about guys just not getting hits when they needed to get hits.
I see what you're saying. So, in other words, John, in your world, Dave Roberts doesn't have much control over things. So, what difference would it make to change Dave Roberts?
It just changes the voice in the room every day. You just get a different leader in there. I think that has a lot to do with why the Lakers got rid of Frank Vogel and brought in Darvin Ham. It's not that they didn't like Frank or that they didn't think Frank could win a title. He did just 2 years ago.
But there were 16 games under 500 last year. I understand why they changed him out.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. If you said before this playoff series that if the Dodgers lost, it'd be an unmitigated disaster.
And it is.
Well, okay. So do you do nothing?
No, you clean out this roster. Half these guys, Will Smith, Austin Barnes, fine, Freddie Freeman, Gavin Lux is going to be here, JT, gone. Trey Turner, gone. Chris Taylor, we have him under contract. Otherwise, yep.
Want Trey Turner gone?
He's going to leave. He doesn't want to be here. That's why I think there's there's a lot of smoke around the Dodgers pursuing Xander Bogaerts from the Red Sox. I just don't think that Trey Turner necessarily wants to be here. Joey Gallo gone. Cody Bellinger gone. As a utility player, as a fifth outfielder, great. Shouldn't be starting for you in a playoff game. And didn't deliver. Rotation-wise, I think in the end, they're going to get younger, and they're going to go big game hunting. That's what I think the offseason is going to consist of. I don't think it – I mean, you can look at that Dave Roberts in that series. Dave Roberts had nothing to do with the failure of that team in the postseason. It was a team that went for a stretch 0-19 with runners in scoring position. You can't win a playoff game like that. You can't.
I agree.
All right, coming up next, I got a bunch of stuff. It's Live Imaging Tuesday, so that means Morales is going to come in here next. John, how about my fantasy football team? 6-0, man.
And do you realize that since we made that trade, Josh Jacobs for Alan Lazard, you and I are a combined 6-0.
See? Trades You've worked out for both of us.
I've gone 3-0. Yep, worked out for both teams.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, coming up for you next. Oh, I asked you guys to review my fantasy basketball team. I want to get your take on that. I'm in Trudell's league. Plus, Darvin Ham says the door is not closed on Russell Westbrook starting. We got that coming up next for you, too. Plus, sound from Andrew Friedman's press conference over at Dodger Stadium. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, if you are hiring or if you're looking for a job, you got to try ZipRecruiter, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. When you post, they send it out to over 100 top job sites. And as my guy Ian Siegel, who invented ZipRecruiter, likes to say, they leave nothing to chance. Their powerful matching technology identifies people with the right skills and experience and then invites them to apply for your job. It's a great formula. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. So if you want to step up your hiring game, use ZipRecruiter. You've got nothing to lose because right now, as I mentioned, it's free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. What are you waiting for? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/LA.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
A morning after.
That's right. There had to be a morning after for Dave Roberts, Mace.
Oh, for God's sake. Are you still on Dave Roberts? Did you not hear the first segment of the show?
Mason and Ireland. Yeah, and you were gutless.
No.
Gutless. Ireland actually was. I love Ireland.
I just fired eight players during the last break.
A good tweet in the Mafia from Phil Ernest.
Yes.
CMM Spectrum, quote, I want to talk sports with you. Who does Morales think he is? Hacksaw Hamilton.
Yeah, that's right. Who is he?
You tell me, Escondido.
I wonder if Hacksaw ever called anybody gutless.
Oh, God. I heard Hacksaw once say, come to this station after my show and I'll beat your ass.
That's what we should do.
Well, the best one was, hey, Raider fan, why don't you go get a gun and go out to the parking
lot? I don't know
if we can say that.
Probably
well,
not.
We just said it.
Yeah, we just said it. We just
if you want to see all the fun and frivolity today, go to YouTube, stream us. Search ESPN LA and be sure to hit the subscribe button because you don't want to miss today's edition of Lakers Talk Daily with Sliwa. That'll be dropping around 4 p.m. Get you ready for tonight's Lakers game. Don't make that face at me.
The most meaningful 5 to 7 minutes of your life.
It's going to be about 7 minutes.
About 7 minutes.
And then, of course, don't miss the coverage. Lakers opening night. Coverage begins with Sliwa at 5:30 p.m. And then the play-by-play at 7 p.m. And don't miss the post-game show. All tonight, your home of Lakers basketball. Mason in Ireland continues right now.
All right, so one thing we forgot to mention at the top of the show, we have got two tickets to the LAFC Galaxy playoff game this Thursday at the Bank of California Stadium. Plus, you qualify for the grand prize, two pregame sideline passes. Those are courtesy of our friend Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Ireland, it is your lie today.
Excellent.
Yesterday, because I was so, you said, despondent, I would say inconsolable.
Mm-hmm.
I told a really obvious lie. I just made it really easy. Everybody in the room got it. It was the only goofy story I told, and so it was definitely the lie.
All right, I'll see if I can up the game today.
Yeah, up it. We've recovered a little bit from what
happened.
That's
a good prize, tickets to a Galaxy or an LAFC playoff game.
Yeah.
One time I got to go right before a playoff game. They had a media day at the old, what was that, where the Galaxy played, where the Chargers
StubHub
played
Center,
Home Depot Center.
And I got to play with a bunch of media guys at Home Depot Center, scored two goals, Mace.
Wow. Interesting.
Of course, it was a media goalie, so it wasn't any real soccer players, but it was fun. That's a good prize. That's a fun atmosphere for a soccer playoff.
Very good prize. Very good prize. So, yeah. All right, so I'm in a very highly competitive fantasy basketball league. Last year, I won the league. I have given all three of you my roster for this year. The draft was Sunday night. I did have the number one pick, and I did take Nikola Jokic, who's almost like having two players. But if you look at my roster, how did I do?
Pretty good. I love that you got Jokic.
Yes.
I think you had the first pick, right?
I had the first pick, and that was Jokic.
Okay, so I love that. I think he's gonna get it. Get you a lot of points. I like that you got Tyler Hero. I like Matisse Thybulle. I think you have a very good. I like Paolo Banchero. I'm surprised you got him because I think he's going to put up numbers on a bad team.
Yeah, I snuck him in there in the fifth round.
And I like Alpi Sengun from Houston. I think now, can you play two centers? Can you play Jokic and Sengun?
Yep, you can play both at the same time.
And how'd you get Bradley Beal?
That was my second round draft pick. That's a really good get, I think.
Yeah, I like this team. I think this new strategy of yours to draft sober is a good thing.
I think it's made all the... I mean, look, fantasy football, now fantasy basketball.
Let me tell you
basketball.
Who's going to be a sleeper on your team.
Okay.
There's one guy on your team that you, I don't even know if you know it yet, that's going to put up numbers and nobody saw it coming. I'm very surprised you were able to get Jose Alvarado of the Pelicans.
Everybody's been making fun of me for that pick. I think it's a sneaky good pick.
No, no, I do too. I think it's a great pick. And I didn't hate Herbert Jones, his teammate that you got late.
Herbert Jones I traded for before the season started. I really like Herbert Jones a lot. So, yeah. Well,
I like your team. I think you got a chance. Now, did you win the whole thing last year?
Yeah, I was the champion last year.
Yeah, I think you've got a chance to repeat. And by the way, I'm now making you the favor to win it in football. The days of last place, Mace, are over. I love your football team. I think you're very well balanced. I regret. I took the second quarterback.
Yep.
I took Justin Herbert, and you took the third quarterback. You took Mahomes. You made a better quarterback pick than I did. Herbert is, for whatever reason, like last night, he didn't even throw a touchdown pass.
What an ugly damn football game that was.
I won, but he didn't throw a touchdown pass.
Yeah. Russell Wilson, my God, let's ride.
What has happened to him?
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Yeah, that dude has fallen off a cliff.
Yeah. I mean, we need it. You know, the let's ride line is so popular, we should come up with a line for us. Like, okay, so not let's ride has been taken.
At the end of every press conference?
Correct. Let's ride.
How about screw you, Morales?
Screw you, Morales!
Chivato!
We end every show with thank you for listening. Next up, Sedano and Cap. Screw you, Morales.
I like it. I like it. Let's run with that. All right. So tonight's opening night. We're all over that for you. John Ireland is in San Francisco, and we'll have the call of the game from the Chase Center. I think pregame is 5:30 tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and it's ring night, so the pregame will be worth listening to. You can hear Juan Toscano-Anderson get his ring. He plays for the Lakers now. I hear Klay Thompson get his ring. We're going to cover a little of it, not all of it, but we'll cover a little of that, and the game should tip around 7:20.
Excellent. And, of course, is that on ESPN or is that on Spectrum?
TNT. It's on TNT.
Oh, it's on TNT. It's a TNT game. Okay, good. All right, coming up next for you, James Corden is a jerk, and I'll explain why. Hey, my friend Jacob has been helping accident victims for 25 years. 25 years, long time. We're talking about texting, social media, cameras on phones. I mean, 25 years ago was the 90s, so we're talking about a different century. What has Jacob done to last this long? It's simple. He loves to help people. That's why he started as an attorney in the 90s, and to this day, he loves to help his clients get back on their feet. Jacob will work hard on your behalf so you can concentrate on getting healthy, handling all the frustrating paperwork, and receiving the compensation that you deserve, and you don't pay Jacob a penny unless you win. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, I go. It's my will today. My will today. So, John, you know the names of all the Spice Girls, if my guess is right, right?
I think I might be able to pull it out. Let me see. I know Posh is the one that's married to David.
Correct.
Beckham, right?
Yep, he is. She is.
Okay. Then one of them is Sporty.
Sporty, yes.
Right?
Yep.
And one of them is Baby.
Baby.
One of them is Ginger, the one with the red hair.
Yes.
And then
the last one is good for Halloween.
Scary.
Scary, exactly.
Okay.
So here's the question. You're the sixth member of the Spice Girls. What is your Spice handle?
Okay. What would be a fun handle? All right, so Baby, Ginger, Sporty, Posh, and Scary. Mine would have to be something to do with, like, bouncing off the walls. Like, can I be Energy Spice?
Energy Spice. No, I like that. Energy Spice. Yeah, you do have a lot of energy. You use a lot of, you burn a lot, but yeah.
That's true.
Energy Spice. I like that. Bergman?
I mean, it's obvious, right? I got to be Corporate Spice.
Corporate
Spice.
Oh,
that's good.
That's a good one. Yeah. Jorge?
I don't know.
Jorge Spice.
Jorge Spice.
No. Really? Nothing?
No, nothing. Smiley Spice.
Smiley Spice. Smiley. Okay. That's a good one. That fits. For me, it's really easy. High Spice. High Spice. All right. There's your wheel of questions. All right. So we got some Andrew Friedman's sound. First of all, and Andrew Friedman's holding a press conference or has held a press conference at Dodger Stadium to address the team's postseason disaster. First of all, here's what he said about Dave Roberts.
Seems like Dave's coming back. Can you confirm that? Dave is coming back.
100%.
Okay. What do you think about the teams in the past have made changes even after a successful season just because they need a change? They need a change in voice. They need a change in voice. Change in voice in the clubhouse, which is a disappointment.
Yeah.
So this year they work for Phillies, they don't work with other teams. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I understand that. I don't feel like that's what we need. Again, if we felt like a different voice was going to help us cash in on those situations with runners in scoring position, yeah, then maybe we would. But again, some of, you know, again, if Will Smith's ball's 3 feet to Profar's left or right, it clears the bases as opposed to being a sack fly. I mean, there are those things that take place in the course of a game that I think it's important to tease out, like, what part of it is baseball and what part of it is leadership. And I feel like Dave and his coaching staff did an incredible job to lead this team during the regular season to 111 wins, and I don't feel like it was a switch they then turned off, or the players got, you know, needed a different voice in those games. That's my personal belief, but I get that there are differing opinions on this on a lot of different things, and appreciate that.
So something has got to change, but it's apparently not Dave Roberts, and nor should it be, in my opinion.
I think that's the right approach.
Yeah.
Bergman, I'm surprised you are not beating the drum to replace the manager. Why? You're not, though, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm not, because he doesn't make that many decisions. I don't.
Right.
Right. You're saying Dave has no power.
You're taking it too far. Well, he does have some. Like, there's some. They have discussions. He can make some decisions probably on the fly, but for the most part, no. It's just whoever's. It's just a face in the crowd. He's a guy that's in the dugout, and that's basically it.
Dave Roberts, just a face in the crowd.
That's what he is.
Just a face in the crowd.
He's one of the most successful managers ever, but that's because of how he works with Andrew Friedman. So what's the point of changing it?
So here is what Friedman says about this being an organizational failure.
The expectations here are incredibly high, and that's awesome. I love how passionate our fans are. Those expectations are shared by everyone that works here. In the front office, in the coach's room, Dave, our players. I personally don't think the criticism that Dave has received has been fair. I think it's human nature to want to point the finger at someone. And I feel like this was an organizational failure in the postseason. I feel like, you know, our regular season goal, we accomplished. We put ourselves in the very best position you can to go out and win 11 games in October. We didn't come close to doing that. And I think there are fairly clear answers as to why, and others that aren't as clear. But I think, you know, that passion is awesome and love it. But I feel like all of us are incredibly disappointed. And, you know, at least the way my mind works is taking this moment, learning what we can from what has happened, and doing everything we can to avoid this going forward. Now, getting back to your point, what can we do going in to hopefully put ourselves in a position to play in October next year? And then once we're able to accomplish that, how do we put ourselves in the best position to be the hottest team during that stretch? I don't know the answer to that, but we'll definitely spend time trying to figure it out.
So,
well, he's not wrong.
Yeah. There's something not right. You go 1-for-10, there's something not right. You go, something's got to change. And I think that in the end, in this case, it is players. I mean, they didn't clutch it out. They weren't great when it mattered. And part of this, I think, is the I'll say, and now it looks like the Yankees are up 3-0. Is that right on the Indians or the Guardians?
But it's only in the second inning.
Second inning. So I think there is something to be said about the new playoff structure.
Well, it sure didn't help the teams with byes.
It hurt the teams with byes. It hurt the teams with byes. So I wonder if two things. I'd rather have one-game play-in tournaments for those other two spots. And then a seven-game NLDS. A seven-game NLDS. The larger the sample size, the more likely it is that the better team is going to win.
Although I don't think the Dodgers were going to win this series. They lost three games in a row. Even if it was seven, I'm not sure they win it. But the Padres are just better. But what's interesting about you saying, okay, there's an easy way to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, so this is what baseball could do. If you win your division and you have the best record,
right,
you get your choice of what you want to do.
Right.
In other words, instead of automatically getting, now I think the Dodgers probably still would have picked what they ended up doing.
Yeah, this is, by the way, the Buster only plan, which is interesting.
Is Buster suggesting this, that you would have your choice?
He says a way
to
greatly reduce the complaining about the postseason format, let the respective number one seeds design their paths, allow them to choose a bye or not, and all would take the bye. Then pick the two other playoff teams to be on their side of the bracket. That would be fun. So in that scenario, I think the Dodgers would have played the Phillies-Padres winner. And it still might have been the Padres.
But they could have designed the thing any way they want, and I think it would be fun. You know, it'd be some kind of like, you know, people would feel disrespected if you picked them to be on your side of the bracket, and that way you only have yourselves to blame if you design, you know, you basically map out your own playoff path. And it would take all the, you know, so we guys like me and you could not complain that the playoff format's unfair because we basically let you do whatever you
pick
want.
Pick your teams, yeah.
Yeah. So that might be one thing to explore. I just think the Dodgers are a team built for the regular season, and they prove it every year. But when you get into the playoffs, I think playoffs emotions play a bigger role, and the Dodgers spent the whole season trying not to be emotional, trying to like take emotion out of it and look at the games analytically. And in the playoffs, it doesn't always work.
Here's the other thing that I think happened this year was the Dodgers clinched, July the 17th or something? They clinched so friggin' early, right?
Super early.
And then they just messed around for 3 weeks. There was no intensity. And I'm not saying, last year they got gassed playing the Giants down the stretch. This year it was the opposite. They got sort of sleepy during that final 3 weeks of the season after they clinched, and the sleepiness carried over to the postseason.
And where's the
passion? There was no passion, John. There was no fight. They didn't have a moment in that postseason where you thought, oh, look, they're all up, they're all celebrating, they're all, none of that. It's like, where's our Jock Peterson? Where's our Kike Hernandez? Yeah. Where's our guy like that?
Good question. By the way, Aaron Judge, solo homer, 4-0.
4-0. All right.
Home runs by, that's something that the Dodgers didn't do. Their two highest paid guys are Judge and Stanton.
Yep.
They just both hit huge home runs in a must-win game. By the way, Mace, this is a must-win game.
It is. You still don't acknowledge that Sunday was a must-win game for the Rams.
Oh, not at all. But I'm glad they won.
2-4 getting ready for San Francisco and Tampa. Sorry, you had to win
what
that
do
game.
You, What do you think is going on with Cam Akers? What happened there?
I think they're – well, I have no insight into so I'm just playing a hunch here. He wanted to start. He wanted more carries. Sean didn't want to give him more carries. Now they're trying to trade him. You think it's as simple as that?
So it's DeSean Jackson?
Yeah.
A year later?
It's DeSean Jackson who just wasn't fitting. Now, what's interesting is there's apparently – Ian Rappaport says there's – a healthy market for Cam Akers. Can you spin him into an offensive lineman? The trade deadline is November 1. And
or how about this? Can you spin him into Christian McCaffrey? Would you want that?
God. You're locked.
He gets hurt a lot, but he's really good.
He does get hurt a lot.
How did he look on Sunday? Did you go
on
Sunday?
Yeah. I thought he was okay. It wasn't great. He caught a couple of balls out of the backfield, and he was their main go-to guy on the ground. You could try. Here's the problem. So what's interesting?
They're going to want picks, and we don't have a lot of picks.
McCaffrey restructured his contract, so he's only making $1 million this year, or $1 million and change, which means that he'll be easy to get under the cap for any team in football. That's what makes him attractive. Now his contract bumps up to $12 million next year, and I'm not sure how long it goes, but. Would you feel comfortable locking yourself up into Christian McCaffrey?
I don't know. I think he's an upgrade over what you have now.
Sure. Definitely.
But I wonder what they would ask for. Normally what they want are picks or young players.
Yeah, they're looking for – reportedly, they're looking for 2 first-round draft picks.
I don't even know if the Rams have 2 first-round draft picks.
It's a little like the Lakers. They're 27 and they're 29.
They gave 2 up for Jalen Ramsey. They gave 2 up for Matthew Stafford. It would be missing, but you could give up young players.
I'm thinking offensive line. I'm thinking they need a veteran offensive lineman.
Yeah.
If they can spin Cam Akers off into that, that would be a huge win. And who knows with Les Snead? Who knows? I mean, there could be 2 offensive linemen. Could be a running back in an offensive lineman. Could be any of those things. Obviously, doesn't care about the picks. Morales, what are you doing? Are you trying to say something? Or
we have something ready when you're ready. But finish your point. Your great point.
My point's over.
Oh, it's on?
Yeah, that's the end of my point.
So I was in the other room, and Bergman and I looked at each other when you said that one of the reasons the Dodgers didn't win is because they were just playing around for 2 months, right?
Yeah.
Right. So they're just guys messing around.
Yeah, we're just a couple of guys messing around. That's what we are.
So that's the reason why the Dodgers got knocked out.
Huge part of it.
You're going to hear that drop 400 times today.
Yeah, we're just a couple of guys messing around. That's what we are.
That's going to be like the San Francisco song 2 weeks ago.
By the way, it should play on every show on the station. We are just guys messing around.
Oh, yeah, we are.
What is that from, Chris?
Stop.
Yeah, we're just a couple of guys messing around. That's what we are.
He was slapping Tom Brady with a towel in the locker room.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, Morales likes that song. He's shirtless with a leather vest. He's very excited about the San Francisco Village
People
song.
First of all, if you told me there's a Halloween party that I could show up to, that I would be let in shirtless with a vest.
Ooh. I'll send you a
right there with you, Chris.
Ooh.
I'll be there. Ooh. Iron and I walk in, matching outfits.
Why not?
Are you home for Halloween this year, Ireland?
I am.
Are you dressing up and going to, Mayberry's RFP?
No, I'm handy. I'm in charge of handing out candy.
Now here's the key,
hey, neighbor.
A man as wealthy as yourself, John, a 1%er, you will hand out full size bars, right?
Yeah, and there'll be 100 grand bars, Chris. Oh, the greatest beautiful. Candy ever invented.
Mason just turns his lights off. I just got some of those 100 grand bars to give out to the
Nobody
kids.
Comes to my house. My house is my door is open. Well, my door is not open, but you can walk up to my steps.
Your door is the opposite of open. It's closed, locked with the lights off.
I leave the lights on, and we always have full size Reese's peanut butter cups there, but nobody ever shows up.
And you eat
peanut butter cups.
You know I do. You know I do.
I'm gonna dress up as Dave Roberts for Halloween. I just have a chart that says I do what Andrew tells me to do.
That's right. You can walk around with a spreadsheet.
Exactly.
And a spreadsheet. There you go. An Excel doc. All right. Coming up next, I mentioned James Corden is a jerk, and I'll explain exactly what I mean. I shouldn't leave that hanging out there, but there's definitely documented evidence that he is a jerk. Plus, we'll get you. Dylan Hernandez has an interesting take on the Dodgers' postseason failure. I'll bounce that off you coming up next, too, man. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Yeah, we're just a couple of guys messing around.